By and large, the budget approved last night on a 19-14 party line vote is similar to what the governor introduced in March. It balances through deep cuts to schools and local governments that Republicans say will be offset by cuts to labor costs through the governor's collective bargaining plan. Some of the sharpest exchanges in the state Senate yesterday involved the budget scaling back of the earned income tax credit for the working poor. Democrats like Poplar Senator Bob Jout called it an example of Republican values.
This is a budget that does increase the financial burden on the people of the state who have the least.
West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman told senators it's not a tax increase.
Most of it is a refundable credit. It is not something that offsets tax you would pay. It is the equivalent of a welfare check.
The plan passed the full legislature without a single Democratic vote. Governor Scott Walker says he plans to sign it before June 30th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.